Ocean, my friends, the Heinz Honey and Almond Cream program. Starring George Burns and Gracie Allen, with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking. And now George Burns and Heinz Honey, our presidential candidate who threw her hat in the ring and forgot to take it off, Gracie Allen.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Hello. What are you laughing at?
Oh, at that sales girl at Bullock's Wilshire today.
Well, what happened?
Well, I told her I wanted two pairs of silk stockings, a brassiere, and a girdle.
And what's so funny?
Well, you should have seen her face when she asked who they were for, and I said they're for the President of the United States.
Oh, yes. must have been a scream.
Oh.
Say, your campaign's sure been keeping you busy, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, Truman. I've been giving interviews, posing for pictures, appearing on radio programs. Well, last Sunday, I was on Jack Benny's program.
I heard you, and you as well.
Oh, well, thanks, Don.
You're welcome, Mary.
You know, Jack called for me in his Maxwell, and it was so romantic. All during the ride to the studio, he drove with one hand.
Well, where did he keep his other hand? Around your waist?
Well, no, on the fender. It kept falling off.
I'd like to see that, Maxwell.
Well, they certainly are swanky on the Benny program. As soon as we arrived at the studio, Rochester rushed up and took Jack's hat and coat. And
did he take your hat and coat?
Oh, don't be silly. Mine wouldn't fit him.
No, not nearly as well as Jack.
No.
Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Oh, my, but my new Postmaster General looks pretty tonight.
Thanks, Prez. Say, Gracie, when you were up there Sunday night, did you meet Dennis Day?
Oh, sure, I met him.
Well, confidentially, Gracie, what is he like?
What is he like? Well, he's got the most beautiful...
Well, never mind. Don't tell me.
Say. You're not jealous, are you, Pinky?
Jealous? Say, what has he got that I didn't have before he got it? And if he has it, where did he get it?
Well, I happen to know that he gets hundreds of fan letters every day.
Well, he won't get them much longer.
He won't, huh?
No.
You seem to forget that he has a wonderful voice.
And you seem to forget that I'm going to be the Postmaster General.
Yeah.
I think I see what you mean. But, Frank, do you know what you can get for fooling around with the mails?
Well, my sister Hazel got a fur coat.
Oh, quiet.
Well, Dennis Day is cute. He said he has half a mind to vote for me.
Well, if you get enough people with half a mind, you're bound to be elected.
Yeah, I know. Mary Livingston's going to be Queen of England.
Mary Livingston is going to be Queen of England?
That's what she said. She says, Gracie, when you're President of the United States, I'll be the Queen of England.
But only she'll get there first.
Oh, yeah?
Hello, Ray.
Hello. I say, Gracie, I'd like to ask you this. Is San Francisco part of the United States?
Well, I wouldn't know, Ray. You see, I was born there, but I left when I was 12 years old, and I never found out.
Of course San Francisco is part of the United States. Why?
Well, my band is playing there at the Palace Hotel, you know, and the people there are continually asking, how do you like it in this country, Mr. Noble?
And what do you say?
Well, of course, I try to flatter them, so I say I like their country nearly as well as my own good old USA.
Oh, nice piece of flattery, Ray.
Oh, and last Thursday, I met Baby Snook.
I know.
Baby Snooks and her daddy are going to vote for me, too.
No, they're not.
Why?
Vote for you, it's ridiculous.
Why?
Stop with that, why? Baby Snooks is only 7 years old, and you've got to be 21.
Yeah, but she's got to vote three times.
Well, I never thought of that.
Say, you know, it's a funny thing, George. From where I was standing, I could have sworn Baby Snooks looked just like Fanny Bryce.
Yeah. You know, they're slightly related.
Oh, that's why.
That's why, yeah.
Oh.
Say, Gracie, I heard you last week on Rudy Vallee's program, too.
Oh, yes, and is that Rudy affectionate?
Say, wasn't that Frances Langford on the program?
Yeah, did you hear it?
No, Frances hasn't got a radio in her car.
Oh. Don't cancel your stamps.
Yesterday, a motorcycle cop stopped me for speeding, and I said, you can't stop me, officer. I've just been appointed a Supreme Court judge by our next president, Gracie Allen.
Oh, good for you, Truman.
Sure, right away, his whole attitude changed. He was very polite.
What do you mean by polite?
He took his hat off while he was writing out the ticket.
I thought so.
And last night, I met Fib McGee and Molly. And Harlow Wilcox, the announcer, made a swell speech all about me.
Did he mention Johnson's floor wax?
Yeah, he saved that for the finish.
Oh, that's a bright finish.
You know, Molly is going to get all the girls in Wistful Vista to vote for
me. So what? Three votes in Wistful Vista is a...